Thank you. blood can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the glow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood.
Thank you. wish to. Let's stand together and sing number 15. Number 15, sing the first three and the last. First three and the last of number 15.
In a mysterious way, His wonders to perform, He plants His Word in the sea and writes upon the storm.
It's indeed delightful for saints of God when they come together to acknowledge that God does move in mysterious ways and His wonders He does perform. The wonders of God are always amazing. Never ceases to amaze me of the wonders and the grace and the mercies of God in the lives of His people, in my life, and of His guidance, His leadership, of His direction, that He leads us in the way that is right, always. Never leads us wrong. Never directs our steps in a forbidden path. We're thankful that the Lord has blessed us this morning to come together and sing these wonderful hymns, these beautiful songs that acknowledge from our hearts that the Lord is mighty, He's all-powerful, He's holy, describing our experiences as we travel through the journey of this life. We thank God for Your presence, and we have visitors with us. We thank the Lord for you. We have brother and sister Bailey all the way from Georgia. This morning they were up in the North Country, and they come back through here. And he called me last night from the motel. I was happy to hear from him, and they'd already been out here to find the church when we were meeting. And I said, when you come on in, he said, well, we weren't dressed. I said, we wouldn't have cared. But we're glad to have them with us this morning. And all of you. Thankful to have Elder Ricky Harcrow with us. Brother Ricky has been blessed to preach to us and been blessed to deliver the messages. And it's been a delight in our hearts to hear the gospel of our Savior. We hope and pray that he'll be blessed this morning. It's our desire God will pour out His Spirit upon him and that he'll be able to again deliver a message that is upon his heart. Have this card I want to read to you before we go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Danny and members of Afton Road Primitive Baptist Church, thank you so much for the calls, visits, cards, the donation to my niece Stephanie's memory scholarship, but most of all for your prayers during the sudden death of my sister Ann. Her death was such a shock. Your thoughtfulness and your kindness will always be remembered. Continue to remember us and our family in your prayers. We love all of you, Brother Jimmy and Sister Barbara. We want to continue to pray for that family. It's a deep loss. They're very saddened, the loss of their sister, but I knew Ann. She is a wonderful person, and I believe she's with the Lord in his presence. But all the multitudes of God's people that have already departed across the river of death and on the other side, they're a lot happier than we are this day. Let us remember all those in prayer that are sick among us and afflicted. Let us remember to pray for one another. And let us pray for this service. As we look to the Lord in prayer, if you'll join with me, try to pray. Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Most holy, reverend, and great thou art. It is through and by our Lord Jesus Christ, thy darling Son, and our precious Redeemer and great High Priest, that we come before thee, thanking thee, Lord, for the everlasting mercy that is streamed toward us, that has delivered us and kept us even into this hour. Thank thee for the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ, that delightful story of how that he loved sinners and that he died for such and saved them from their sins. How that he arose from the dead the third day and overcame death, swallowed it up, and put it away. And we can say within our hearts, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto thee, O God, and our Lord Jesus, who giveth us the victory. We thank thee, Lord, that we have the victory and the anticipation of that victory, because we know that he has conquered death, and nothing in this world could keep us out of heaven. We know that corporally and naturally we shall leave this world if thou dost not return before that time. But we know that thou wilt swallow up death, and the last enemy shall be put under thy feet and destroyed. That's our lively hope. That's our anticipation and expectation as we travel on the journey of life. Thank thee for this congregation that has come this day. Lord, bless Afton Road Church, as well as all the other little churches scattered across this country, this nation. Bless thy people on the outside to hear the gospel. That it penetrate their hearts and that their eyes be opened and they see the beauty of Zion and be compelled to take up their cross and follow thee and live with us and lift up the banner of King Jesus. Bless Brother Ricky as he comes to preach the gospel to us. Lord, open his mind, warm his heart, loose his tongue, and give him the utterance of speech that he might preach that which is good and sound to us, that we might be enlightened and strengthened and encouraged, and that our minds would be sound and sober. Heavenly Father, we pray for our nation, our leaders, pray for our young men and women that are in danger's way. Deliver us from ungodly, wicked, and evil men. Heavenly Father, we give thee the praise. It's in Jesus' name that we place this petition. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Again, this morning I ask an interest in your prayers that the Lord would bless us in a special way. Let me say in the outset, in the finality of this series of services, that I've appreciated very much the opportunity that I've had again to be with you here at Afton Road, to have your fellowship and your friendship, to be in the home of your good pastor and his wife. And let me just say this, lest I forget it at any other time. You're very fortunate to have a man of his caliber among you. And I hope that you will pray for him and meet the things that he needs in a special way, because those men who are so faithful with their families, together with many others, today are a great example that we need in a special way. There's supposed to be an amen went right there. Whether you said it or not, I know that you believe that. But I want to encourage you, together with him today, to keep on keeping on in the good way that you have begun and has been here for many years. I think today that I love the cause of Christ and the old church more than I ever have. And I know that I've already lived out a lot longer than I've got left. But I love the church, and I love the cause of Christ, and I love the gospel, and it means more to me today. And I think that probably that's the experience of all of you. Those of you that are older than I am today, the church, I think, means more to you today than it ever has. But the church is not like Burger King. You know, Burger King has the saying, you can have it your way. The church is not like that. You can't have it your way. It has to be this way. And in this way, we find comfort, we find consolation, and what a special blessing that is to God's people who have been able to see it and rejoice in the gospel and the kingdom of God. This morning, the Lord being my helper, I want to speak to you concerning the faithfulness of God. And I hope that you'll remember that. When we read about so much unfaithfulness in the world, it's a special blessing for us to read about and to study about the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God is seen in a most glorious and wonderful way when it is laid beside the unfaithfulness of men. And we must understand that for every promise that God has made, he is committed, he is faithful to fulfill that promise because he swore by it. Now, what is it for God to swear? That is, to pledge all that he is to a promise that he has made. The Bible tells us, and certainly it is implied, that God is under no rule or no authority outside his own will. He does as he pleases, when he pleases, with whom he pleases, how he pleases. Our God is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he hath pleased. And because of that, we can rejoice in the fact that God is faithful. Now, so many times you and I, we get built up in the Spirit of God. We've been to a meeting like this, and we get built up in the Spirit of God, and I've said it like this so many times. We leave here and we feel like we charge into hell with a water pistol. But after a while, you know, that kindly pales to the background, and we get back to where we really are. And then down in this particular life, we tend to buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. You know, I don't know whether you're that way or not, but I don't suspect you're much different to anybody else. Don't raise your hand. I'll just conclude that you are. But nevertheless, when it comes down to it, we find that many of God's people are faithful. Faithful in what God gives them to do, faithful in the promises of God, faithful to the church of God, faithful to the kingdom of God, but then there are others that don't make the grade. One of the saddest statements in all the Bible to me is when Paul told Timothy, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. But aren't you glad that even though in the unfaithfulness of men like Demas, in our unfaithfulness so many times that we can view the faithfulness of God and understand that he cannot fail in any of his promises. What he has promised, he is able also to perform. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9, Moses records this beautiful statement here, and he says to the children of Israel, after that he brought them up out of the land of Egypt, and he reminded them of this. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Notice what Moses is saying here. I want you to remember how faithful God was to his promise. That God suffered the 70 sons of Jacob to go down into the land of Egypt. And there in the land of Goshen, they had hard taskmasters over them. But the Bible tells us that God sent plagues on the land of Egypt. The Bible tells us that the waters were turned to blood. The Bible tells us that it was so dark you could feel it. The Bible tells us that there were plagues of frogs, even in the bedchamber. You ever had a frog in the bed with you? And I'll tell you, the Bible says, frogs got in their beds, in their bedchambers. God was faithful in that promise. God himself commanded Pharaoh to let my people go. But in the face of all of that, Pharaoh hardened his heart. In another place you'll find that God hardened his heart. But the special principle we have here is that God himself overrules the hardened heart of men, overrules the sinfulness of men, overrules the wickedness of men, and brings his faithfulness to the forefront. Amen. Yes, sir. Brings glory to himself. The promise of God was that I'll bring you out, and on the self-same day, not even the tongue of the dogs moved against this people Israel. Moses reminds them of the faithfulness of the promise of God. Listen now to the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 25, the Bible says this, beginning with verse 1, and notice how the book of Isaiah deals with this. Listen to it now. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 7. This same writer tells the nation of Israel, thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to whom man despiseth, to whom the nation abhorreth, to a king of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. In the book of Psalms, chapter 36, and verse 5, the Bible says this, and notice the terminology of this text. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches into the clouds. 89, and verse 1 of Psalms, listen how David reminds us of the faithfulness of God. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. Chapter 92 and verse 2. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Psalms 119 and verse 90, the longest chapter in the Bible, says much about the faithfulness of God. Listen now how he is dealt with. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Now, I've given you these scriptures from the Old Testament to prove to you the faithfulness, the continuing mercy, and the promise of God that is just as real to us today as it was to them in that day. That God is under no rule or authority outside his own will. That his will is preeminent. That what God does, it is right, whether we understand it or not. Whether we can ever put it all together, whether we can ever make sense. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, what God requires of us seems almost unreasonable, doesn't it? Sometimes that the faithfulness of God and our faith in him seems almost to be unreasonable about what he requires. I'll tell you this today, bless your heart, that the Bible explains to us in no uncertain terms that God is faithful in every degree. God is faithful to those whom he has chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. God said that they are mine. I'm faithful to that promise. I've not chose them because that they were that I looked down through the channels of time and I saw who would accept me, and on the basis of their foreseen faith, I chose them to salvation. No, that was not the plan. But God, in his own purpose, God in his own intent, God in his own covenant of redemption, chose everyone that would ever live in heaven in a covenant of redemption before the foundation of the world, and chose a redeemer to redeem them who was faithful to him and faithful to the promise that he made, just as Moses was faithful to all of his house. Read the comparison in Hebrews chapter 3. I'll tell you this today. When you understand that God is faithful in that regard, you must understand also that God is faithful in the regard that he will keep them in every way. Keep them. You know, Brother Pat Bird said one time, a child of God couldn't break into hell if he wanted to. Well, you know, I like that pretty good. You know, that's right. I tell you today, that Jesus said this in John chapter 10 and verse 27. He said, beginning with verse 26, let's back up and get that. He said, ye believe not because you're not of my sheep. He said, my sheep hear my voice. He didn't say, maybe they'll hear, maybe they'll recognize. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. I give, not offer. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I'll tell you right now, you talk about good hands with Allstate, I got better something for you than that. Yes, sir. He said, my sheep hear my voice. God is faithful in the calling of those who he has chosen. God is faithful in that regard. Yes, he chose them. But I'll tell you, by that same token, the same God that chose also calls. Men tell me today, Brother Ricky, I love you, old Baptist, but there's only one thing I've got against you. You let millions go to hell every year because you don't get the gospel to them. Well, I got news for you, brother. The gospel's good for what God gave it for, but I could preach the gospel till I'm blue in the face. This man could give his life preaching the gospel, and every other man could preach the gospel from now on, but it never had one soul to that number that God ordered that he would redeem. Amen? Yes, sir. Now, we believe in preaching the gospel. I don't know the primitive Baptist preaching, these United States, and I know a lot of them, that doesn't believe.